Hello there, and welcome to the Seven Nation podcast here on Your Prep Sports. It is Thursday, April the 4th, a little bit after 11 a.m. Central Time. I am Rob Howe, joined as always by Ryan Merkin from Your Prep Sports. Ryan, we've made it to April, but the weather still seems like February.
It's not snowing today. High five. Digital high five, Rob.
It's wreaked havoc with the schedule, though, and there's just some years when you get this right. You follow this a lot closer than me, but there, it's like people go into this expecting we're going to have track meets canceled,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it, I think, a couple weeks ago. Yeah, put them on the schedule. Yeah, we've had some 60 degree days, you know, like, but the probability of a day like today. I mean, my daughter's supposed to have a track meet today. As of right now, it's still on. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think there'll be any wind-aided times?
Woo, it is.
You get the wind behind you, man. You're cooking. If it's in your face, you can time it with a sundial.
And windy again. But I'm going crazy, Rob, because I was out at some soccer last week. And then I was telling Rob before we went live here. I had some family in town for the holiday, and I wasn't out last week on Friday and Saturday at stuff. Just had a lot going on family wise, and then was all ready to jump back in on Monday, Tuesday, and pretty much everything got canceled. And on top of it, I was really battling a cold, which probably came at a good time. Cause I mean, when you have that weather and it's snowing and it's winds blowing and everything, and you have a cold, it's like, I didn't get very far out of my bed for a couple of days.
No, but you just want to get into the fetal position. I'm like, I'm not dealing with this.
I looked out the window the first day and I'm like, this is like a movie where it's like, if you drew up the weather to the day to have a cold on, I'm like, it's like, this is what it looks like. But it's also driving me nuts. Like, I'm ready to go. So I think there's stuff on the schedule tonight that will be, that will go, Rob. And I've really enjoyed. I've been tweeting all the cancellations and stuff, trying to, you know, I see that stuff and it's from my own schedule that I keep, but also, you know, other people are always asking, you know, is this going on? And obviously parents know, but people want to know, fans want to know if events are canceled. And it's a good thing about this day and age is people are usually getting that information out there. But I saw some really good videos this week. The Liberty Girls Golf had a really good video of them announcing the cancellation of their meet with them putting through the snow and nailing the putt, by the way. But that was good. I like that one. And kudos actually to Solon and Mount Vernon played their boys golf.
Wow.
Their boys golf duel. Yeah. On Monday at Carnoustie up in Mount Vernon. And I mean, I honestly, that one kind of slipped past me. And then Coach Staley sent me the results and I was like, wow, good for you guys. Cause I mean, that would have been, I hope everybody was hitting them on the sweet spot that day. Cause if you got a stinger that day, it would sting for a while. So, but no, we're not past it, Rob. It'll be 44 and rain one of the days of the Drake relays. We all know it's science. So we're not past it, but hopefully we're moving in the right direction weather-wise. Like I said, it's not snowing today, so that's a win.
Yeah, and that's the challenge here for track athletes is trying to get yourself, you know, peaking for the big meets. And it's hard to do that when you're not running early in the season.
And it's, I mean, you know, we're talking about track. So, but I was going to say it's a sprint. I mean, some of these seasons we talk about, like with basketball, with the break, with the holiday break, which is, you know, even football to a degree, if you go far in the playoffs, these are long seasons when you start football practice August 1st. And obviously, I mean, we all get it. Like you can't play three football games a week, et cetera. But man, the high school track season, and now they've added the indoor element of it, which is great. These kids are running meets. I mean, I think we talked about this on the pod, our last pod. I was at the Regina boys basketball game at State and had indoor track results coming across my feet. So, you know, in February, which is great for the kids that are into track, it's a way to get, build a base, you know, build that training base, conditioning base, whatever you want to say, and compete. And that's great. And it's great in the state that we have more and more facilities, you know, that can host these things. Iowa State has one and Wartburg has one and the Unidome has several and Dubuque has one. And I'm probably missing some other ones, but that's great. But the outdoor element of this season is a sprint to the finish, man. I mean, it's April 4th, Rob. And I mean, we're talking about, you know, the state track meet is May 16, 17, 18.
Yeah.
And I mean, and you get to that quote unquote championship season. I mean, you're talking conference meets on the second, district meets on the ninth. I mean, it's less than a month away
Yeah.
from, from conference meets. So, and like you said, it can be kind of a, I don't know what word you want to use. Can be kind of a slog in a way getting through these early season. I mean, it's really hard to go, what do you, and we have really good coaches, and I say that every year, but we do. But it's like you gotta go slow. I mean, it's a sprint to the finish, but it's all a process, right? I mean, you don't want to throw a kid out there, to run a bunch of events when it's 38 degrees and windy. You know what I mean? You have to be patient with it. But I'm sure that's hard for a lot of coaches, being patient when you're sitting there and you look ahead at your calendar and you're like, oh my gosh, we have a conference meeting, 30 days. So it's a guessing game too. Saturday, the last Thursday, Mount Vernon hosted a meet. Clear Creek was there, Solon was there, West Branch was there, and that was a nice day. They had a good day for that, and then Saturday wasn't too bad. Actually, Saturday was nice too. Solon and some other teams were up at, I think City High. They were up at Kingston. So yeah, Clear Creek meet tonight. There's a lot going. Now the schedule really starts to pick up, with more meets, and so hopefully we get some good weather. It looks better the further out we go. There's some chances for some rain in there, at what I'm looking at, but hopefully we can just get these temperatures above 50 degrees on a consistent basis and be able to get some meets in here in the next week or so.
Yeah, everybody's in the same boat, so that kind of evens out the
Yeah.
playing field a little bit competitive wise. Ryan, we want to talk some soccer, but first let's put a wrap on boys basketball season. Since we last did the podcast,
Yeah.
you released your all area teams and want folks to go to yourprepsports.com. You can find much more in-depth coverage, but wanted to let Ryan give an overview of that piece and kind of what he found.
Yeah. Rob mentioned that before we got on. I teased that last time, but it was like it came out that day of our last podcaster. So hopefully people that listened either, waited and looked at it or went back and looked at it. But as we talked about with the girls, just another really, really good group. Holden Arneman was our captain this year. He just had an incredible year, statistically, but just, I mean, even beyond that, Rob, I know you saw Holden multiple times, and just a kid that, and I say this, you always assume that every kid, gets better and better and better the more they play. But every time that I watched him play, I think throughout his career, he didn't have his best game every time I saw him, but I feel like every time I watched him, I felt like his game had evolved. Whether it was his ability to get people involved, other people involved offensively, or take over a game himself scoring, or this year, really, I mean, he was just so much better physically, Rob. He rebounded it much better, more explosive, whether that was, with the ball in his hands or defensively, or just better physically this year. But a great year for Holden. He's going to be a really good college player. He's moving on to, he's committed to Minnesota State, or signed with Minnesota State, which just won a Division II national championship. So obviously going to a really good program. And then just a couple other kids in there that I wanted to highlight really quick, Rob. And go, like I said, go back and take a look at this. But Jack McCaffrey on the team again. It's been really fun to watch him develop. We talked about him throughout the year. Like, he obviously has a really bright future ahead of him, but just a really uniquely talented big guy, Rob. I mean, as good of a passing, he's not a post player, I wouldn't say, but as good of a passing player that I've seen, 6'3" or over, in a long time. Just a really good all around player. And then four other seniors, Rob, that I thought just had the same thing with Holden Arneman, that I really thought just elevated their games in their last year, that are all on this year's team. Jake Benzing from Solon, Trey Hughes from Liberty, Hayden Hardy from Clear Creek, and Michael Martin from Regina. I mean, four guys that all, and it, yes, it happens a lot where you play your best basketball as a senior, but those guys had all played really good basketball last year and got significantly better. I mean, the strides that all four of those guys made this year, really, I don't want to say carrying their teams, but definitely taking on lead roles for their teams. was really impressive. So go back and look at that if you haven't already. It's a really good collection of boys basketball players from the area this year.
Yeah, no question. And another good season. A lot of guys coming back as well. So that should be fun, including Jack McCaffrey. And should be a good winner next year as well. I want to let folks know that support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited for supporting the podcast and especially for the great work it's been doing in this community for over half a century. Also, I want to let folks know that switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. That includes Ryan and Joni. That might be a stretch for others, but not Ryan. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch, right here in Iowa City, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Chad Birch, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You're a Chad Birch customer, right?
I
Didn't you
am.
tell
I
us
said it
that?
last week. I can't endorse Chad enough. Thanks to Chad, of course, and to Systems Unlimited for their support of the pod. I can't recommend Chad enough. I mean, he's a great supporter of what we do. He's a great supporter of local high school sports and just the area in general. But great guy. It's well worth your time to if you're looking to make that switch, give Chad a call.
No doubt. And does a great job, as you said, supporting local sports, and we need that support. So if you're looking to support the site, there's a donation button on yourprepsports.com. We don't solicit that a lot. We don't want to beg and things like that, but everything helps,
Yes.
especially as we move into the spring and summer. Good time to jump in and get us going for the fall season and another season next year. Spring season, Ryan, includes soccer, and that's a sport you can play in nasty weather, and some locals have done
I was going to say, you can, and it has been done.
that.
I went as a fan and watched my nephew play the other day for Mount Vernon, and it was you got to do that every once in a while, Rob. And it was uncomfortable. And I will 100% say that I did not make it to the final horn of that game. But no, it's we'll start. I'll start with boys, I guess. And as I look down my list of boys teams, I want to make sure I get this right. West. Solon has played. Solon had their home tournament on Saturday, so they had a single day multi-event on their schedule, and West had their tournament too. But West has played three, Solon's played four. But I mean, you look down, City's played a match, Liberty's played two, Regina's played one. So I mean, not a ton to look at right now. But my point is more like, especially when you look at the girls too. Liberty's played once, City hasn't played. It's just West Branch hasn't played. It's been the weather. I mean, almost everybody's lost. I
So what
shouldn't
does
say
this
lost.
mean for them? Are they getting weeks with like three and four
Most,
matches?
yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've adjusted it to my schedule. I haven't put this out or anything, but kudos to all the local ADs. This spring is a crazy time for us. It's a really crazy time for them because one thing I don't have to do is I have to adjust my schedule, but I'm just waiting for them to tell me. They're working with these other schools to find dates. And
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, as I tweeted stuff out, Liberty and West and these guys, it was, hey, it's postponed and here's the makeup date. And that's really impressive if you know how challenging that can be,
Yeah.
especially in the spring. When you're talking about all the things that fall on these days with concerts and plays and musicals and all this stuff, there's a lot going on at all these schools. So, speaking of that, Pancake Day is Saturday, Rob. So if anybody wants to hit that up, I'll give a free plug. Support the local booster clubs, right?
Yep,
So,
very, very important. So yeah, good job promoting that.
but back to soccer, I just wanted to, I don't want to say highlight a couple of teams, but a flyby overview, Rob, of a couple of things that have stood out. Starting on the boys' side with West and Liberty. I mean, you're talking about a state runner, a returning state champion in Liberty, who lost a lot. I mean, graduated a lot from last year's, you know, 2A state or 3A state championship team. So, I mean, I was curious. I'm excited to get out and see them, but you have a defending state championship team that I feel like I don't know a ton about, which rarely happens, but you know, they don't return a ton from that team. They do return Florian Gembo, who became the all-time leading scorer in Liberty history. I think he had 4 goals in their win and had a goal against in a 3-2 loss to Valley. So they're 1-1, Rob. Lost to a really good Valley team 3-2. And then West is 2-1, lost in penalty kicks to Anki Centennial and beat Valley. So West is one of those teams, we say it every year, every Brad Stiles team since I've been here gets better as the season goes along. And every Brad Stiles team is usually tested early in the season against these good teams. So they're, I mean, a 2-1 start, I think, is really solid for them. And same way with Liberty, you know, losing to obviously a perennial power, you know, from the largest class in Valley. But City's 1-0, which I'm excited to get out and see City too. Again, another team with a lot of new faces. That's traditionally one of the best teams in the state. So I'm excited to see them. But the two teams that have really stood out to me so far on the boys' side, Rob, Clear Creek, 2-1, really good start for them. They lost to Williamsburg the other day on one of these terrible weather days. I think that was Tuesday. But that's a really good start for them after, you know, an uncharacteristically down season a little bit last year.
And then I'm picturing in my mind these kids playing with the wind. In soccer, it can be so challenging.
Tuesday was really something. So, but West Branch 2-0, Rob, coming off their first state tournament appearance last year. Ted Miller has just done such a good job with that program in such a short amount of time. And, you know, they've had these explosive goal scorers and you kind of wait for them to take a step back. And every year they just continue to get better, but they beat Solon 4-0 and beat Clinton 7-1 the other day at Solon in their opener. And they're playing at the Little Rose Bowl this year, which is awesome. I think that'll be good for fans. They were playing at the track behind the school. And it's just like, it was kind of tough to watch in a way. Like, I'm not being mean, but it was just like
It's up on the top of the hill. It's just a wind tunnel. At least with the Little Rose Bowl, it's enclosed and you're not dealing, like for soccer.
You have the stands there, but it was like for me and you, I remember standing down there and you're trying to, I mean, they have like the portable scoreboard. So I'm just excited to see the setup. The Little Rose Bowl is so cool. And I'm just excited to, I think with the excitement they have and I think they'll get really good crowds. But I was actually going over there on Monday and that game was moved. So they were playing Tipton. I'm excited to get over there for a match and see them, and Regina is 1-0, they should be really solid again. That's a state semifinal team from last year. I watched them play Solon. So, broken record. I know we talk about it with girls basketball, we talk about it with wrestling, we talk about whatever, but when you look at our teams with soccer, I mean, there may not be for covering 7 teams, I seriously know I say this about every sport, but you look at the teams that we have for soccer, Rob, it's incredible. I mean, you look at West, you know, for 20 years or whatever, however long, you know, Brad Stiles has been there. West is a perennial power. City has been fantastic. I mean, multiple, you know, they're going to state every year. They've made finals. Those are two of the best big school soccer programs in the state. Great coaches. And then Liberty, what they've been able to do in a short time, you know, Matt Harding again has done a fantastic job. They're state champion last year, and Regina, who's one of the winningest soccer programs, you know, in the state, and then Clear Creek, Solon, and now West Branch, you know, in the infancy of its program, making us. I mean, we have just incredibly good soccer teams. I mean, we really do. All of these teams now have made a state tournament in since I've been here. I mean, that's incredible. It's very hard to do. So I am excited to get out and see more soccer. Like I said, I'm really excited to see what City looks like. I'm really excited to see what Liberty looks like with a lot of these new guys. And that's not even mentioning two teams that have kind of stood out to me with what they've done so far in Clear Creek and West Branch. So obviously excited to see both of those teams too, Rob.
Yeah, and eventually the weather will turn to the point where they can get these games in and the action will come fast and furious,
Yeah.
making up games that have not been able to be played to this point. So
I say
check
this
out.
every year. I say this every year. There's in every sport has a little bit of this. Football, it's so hot in August and it ends with cold. I mean, it's not exclusive, but something about soccer when you're playing these games on these days and it's snowing, and then we're standing there at in the end of or the start of June at the state soccer tournament.
It's like a sauna.
Rob and I are trying to find shade or going to our cars in between and turning
Slathering on
off.
sunscreen and
It's just,
drinking
I
a bunch of Gatorade and just
mean,
trying to hydrate.
Rob and I were there last year, and it was, I don't know what the actual temperature was, but we were trying to find shade. We're packing water. We're trying to hydrate. I mean, it really is like it's such a shuffle because for football and the ones that go the other way, like not everybody's. I mean, a lot of those teams are done in the middle at the end of October. You maybe have a cold game or two, but I mean, even like the sub-state finals and these games in May, it's like, you get there and almost everybody has a, I mean, we're given water breaks because it's so hot that it's just, and you're playing these games now where it's below freezing, it's snowing out. So yeah, the kudos to the soccer kids and all the spring sport athletes that go through this, man. It's something.
Yeah, no doubt. And hang in there. The weather will get better. It does every year. That'll do it for what we have going. As we said, with so many cancellations, there's only so much to talk about on the pod right now. Obviously, we'll have a lot more as we move forward here, and there's more competition.
Yeah.
What do you got coming on the site, Ryan, for folks at yourprepsports.com? I know you mentioned some competitions coming up. At least what the schedule says. We'll
Yeah.
see if things come off.
Well, hopefully I and we try to do a variety of stuff so it's not just all like going out to games or whatever. But hopefully in the next week, we just have a bunch of stories about kids out competing in all their events. Solon's got their golf meet tomorrow, which is one of my favorite spring events because it's early in the season and it's the first time I've seen a lot of these coaches. And there are some really like almost Clear Creek's there and Solon's there and West Branch is there and Regina's there. And I really like a lot of our area golf. This is just me kind of doing this for 10, 11 years, Rob, and getting to know some of these guys. But a lot of these coaches, from West Branch and Solon and Clear Creek, these guys that I don't. You get a chance to see them, and I haven't seen them in a long
Yeah.
time, so I'm always excited for that. And we've had some really, really good boys golf teams, obviously too. And Solon should be really, really good again this year, with Jack McCarty and Isaiah Zosky and Brennan Heesch and kind of the guys at the front of their order. So we'll have a story from that Clear Creek track, and then I have to look deeper at my Saturday schedule, but Saturday looks nice. So I really am. It's been nice, Rob, to have a little bit of a break. I didn't want a break this week. My body made me take a break. I am like ready to kick the door down to my house and get some sunny weather and get out and see some people that I haven't seen and watch kids compete. So hopefully there will just be a bunch of into next week live stories or stories from live events. That's what I'm looking forward to, and that's what I'm hoping we get here.
Yourprepsports.com. Check it out. You'll have a bunch of, we hope, stories from competitions coming up here in the next week or so. And we'll be back on this podcast and have more to talk about once these competitions get underway. But definitely check out yourprepsports.com for all area coverage of local high school athletics. So check it out, yourprepsports.com. Thank you again to our sponsors, Systems Unlimited and Chad Birch at State Farm. We certainly appreciate everybody out there listening. And Ryan and I will be back to talk to you soon here on the Seven Nation Podcast. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.